This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now, listen up for tonight's erotic story.
There's a difference between being your slut and your whore. I bet you didn't know that. Most men don't. Both love to get fucked. Have that inherent love of cock. But the one difference between the two is prerogative. If I'm your whore, I'll fuck any man you bring to me. Suck any cock. Swallow any load, do anything dirty anyone asks me to. But if I'm your slut, I'm more discerning. Oh, I want the cocks. I want to get fucked and I want to be dirty. But I want those cocks to earn it. And you like that. You like them to know how privileged they are to be fucking your slut. To get your slut's nod of approval. There's the rub, isn't it? Most people tend to think of a slut as something negative, an easy woman. But truly, slut's not that easy. And if you're the man who has a slut of his very own, well, you're the king among men, aren't you? You've got that woman who wants to fuck your cock all the goddamn time because she's chosen you. You're the cock that she's gonna use to get off whenever you're handy. But even you know you're not going to be enough for her. A slut needs more. Variety. Different shapes and sizes and tastes and textures. And she needs men who are wild and hard and some who are timid and shy. She craves it all. You can't give her everything she needs, but you get the privilege of sharing her. You get to bring her cocks, watch her, inspect them, approve them or dismiss them. And you've gotten so good at it. You know her type. As broad and vast as that may be, she does have a type. She does have things she prefers from the men who get to fuck her, get to use her body for their pleasure. You know it so well. She barely turns the men you bring to her away. But she can. And sometimes she does. Because again, that's a slut's prerogative. A whore, on the other hand, well, if you've got one of those for your very own, you might be considered lucky by some men. But there's no loyalty from a whore. Your cock is convenient, but it doesn't really hold any status over the others. There's not a cock she'd ever reject. She doesn't have a type. Her type is hard. Her type wants to fuck. Her type wants to come. That's a whore. And as fun as she sounds, there's no elegance to a whore. Very little temptation or seduction. Sometimes that's what you need, though. Just dirty little cunt to fuck. Get used. But she'll be fickle. And follow whichever cock suits her mood best that day, that hour, that minute. And it's funny because, depending on the whore, how she dresses herself up, many men can mistake one for the other, at least at first. But a whore and a slut, oh, they recognize one another immediately. There's a slight sense of arrogance from a slut, like she's better than that whore for being more discriminating when it comes to the men she'll fuck. And a whore has the same sense of confidence, knowing there's not a man she can't have in her holes. It's a little bit of a misunderstanding on the whore's part. It's not that a slut can't have any man she wants. She can. Just not all will be chosen. Unlike the whore. The whore racks up the cocks and loads of cum like trophies on a wall. Makes her the best in her eyes. Or a slut just prides herself in getting the exact cock that she wants, as many as she wants, but of her choosing, and feeling some sense of arrogance in the fact that some won't make the cut. Knowing that her man likes that, that some won't make the cut, that his woman is sought after, but not such an easy win for every man. A slut will let you work for it. You might not be the one she chooses first off, but charm, wit, humor. Hell, sometimes even just cash or big dick will change your mind. But it's her prerogative to do so. A whore. Well, all you need to do is show up and have a dick. And you're in. Literally. And as far as I'm concerned, they both have their merits. Some nights, I want to be a whore. My demanding pussy and ass and my thirst for cum are just too much, then I don't want to give a fuck about picking and choosing. I just want hard cocks pumping cum in me and on me. The more of them, the better. But those occasions are rare. Nights when I just let myself go. It's hard to keep up the stamina of being a whore. The excitement of it when any cock will do. No, no, no. I want to be a slut. Actually, I want to be your slut. That sexy piece of ass on your arm makes every man's head in the room turn. Cocks getting stiff in their pants. Fantasies flooding their heads in all sorts of different situations that they could get to fuck me in. And watching you, looking around the room, pointing at men. How about that one? Yes. He'll do, babe. Pointing to another one. Fuck yeah, suck him for some cum, babe. Pointing to another one. Hell no. Save him for the horse, babe. Oh, but yes. The bartender, too. I'd take him up my ass. Feeling my hand slip into your lap and rub your hard cock. Knowing every man is watching makes you even harder. I like that. Some women might say it's degrading. There's nothing degrading about this. I'm the one in control. I'm the one who gets to choose who we bring home to fuck me. I'm the one who gets the pleasure of making you so wild by being your slut, working your cock up to that frenzy. I get to enjoy that all night long and every day after that for weeks. We could live on the tales of me being your slut. That's the difference about being a whore. It's just the same old fucking day and night. This is the anticipation of those slutty nights when we get to pick and choose who I fuck. And then there's the spontaneous times. The most unlikely situation. Where a comment or two will be dropped. Some flirting here and there. And next thing you know, your slut's getting fucked or sucking off a cock. You never know when that'll be. With a whore, it can get boring. There's no refusals. Always just fucking. So yes, if I had to choose for you right now, I would want you to have a perfect slut for your very own with occasional whorish tendencies, but a slut nonetheless. And, of course, I'd want to be that slut. Your slut. On your arm. Fucking your cock. Please. Can I be your slut?